April 27th, listening for one voice. But they were urgent, demanding with loud cries that he should be crucified. And their voices prevailed. Luke 23:23. The crowds were persuaded by the chief priests and elders to ask for the death of Jesus. Matthew 27:20. Whether this was done by lies or intimidation is hard to tell, but the fact remains that they were persuaded to call for the murder of the Son of God. Have you ever been persuaded to go along with a crowd, even though deep inside you knew that it was wrong? There's a lot of that going on today. People saying yes when they should be saying no. I believe this is happening mostly because it's hard to hear the voice of God over the shouting of angry mobs unless our hearts are tuned in to His voice. My brother has hearing aids that can block out the voices of all but those who are near him in a crowded restaurant. Don't really understand how that technology works. I do know, however, that if we will open God's Word daily and read with a desire to learn, He will block out the shouting voices of the mob so that we can hear the one voice that really matters, the one nearest to us, the voice of Jesus our Lord. Ask God to help you make your daily decisions based on His voice rather than the voice of the crowd.